Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos, who has calmed down since our last segment, which is good.
Well, I was at Duffy's Tavern.
So he went from Fran to the pub. This is good. And now we're ready for the Christine Lou Show, as it was just called. This is just going bad. Christine, as everybody knows, joins us every week. Christine is the producer, and she's also the senior program development specialist for the town of North Hempstead, and just does everything. Every speaker that's on the show is because of Christina.
I know, and today we had a good one. I think we're all ready for Valentine's Day now.
Yeah, really, it was. It was very good.
Geared up for Valentine's Day.
Just one of the things I just wanted to talk about briefly as we get going is Charlie Berman was here last week, mm-hmm. and the last program for anybody who wants to learn how to grieve their taxes on their own, that workshop is going to be Tuesday, February 24th at 7 o'clock at the Shelter Rock Library. And Charlie has been doing 100 plus people in attendance at these things. It's huge.
Well, I have personally filed grievances quite a number of times.
Okay.
And it's very easy to do. You don't have to be a
rocket
scientist.
Yeah, my husband and I did it also.
Right. It's easy and it's worth doing. It has helped me keep my taxes a little bit more under control.
Do you get something every year? It doesn't have to be every year.
I'm not doing it this year because I hate to admit this, but I felt the assessment was reasonably okay.
Oh, so noble. Wow. Otto, so honest.
It's unbelievable.
Honest Otto, I like it.
I really didn't have it in me to say I want it to be lower. Now, don't go on record.
Don't go on record. You're on tape.
There you go.
Dan, erase that, please.
Well, the town thanks you, not so county thanks you.
Hit the backspace. I think the town will be very happy to hear that.
Hit the backspace. Yeah.
But normally when you do it, you do see it every year. I've done it, and I just don't pay attention.
You're doing it actually for the following year. You're not doing it for this year coming. It's for now, I think it's 16, 17.
Yeah.
So you're talking about what comes up in 2 years almost.
Right, and you don't find out until the following year if you got it.
I know that's what we were waiting for. But it's not hard to do, and my opinion is you do not have to pay somebody to do it for you, because we all get a lot of mail.
Oh yeah.
To get your taxes grievances taken care of by somebody, and personal opinion is I don't think you have to do that.
Did you do it on the computer, Otto?
I did it on the computer. It was very easy. You can actually.
Oh, no form, no paper at all.
They have a whole form you fill out.
Okay.
And actually, they have a lot of information that is already stored about your property. That comes up when you put your lot number and all that kind of business in.
And which site did you go to do it?
The Nassau County
Assessment. The property assessment?
Yeah, right. And the other thing is, if I happen to live opposite a high school.
Okay.
If you live, in an area like that, it reduces the value of your property, even though, frankly, it's not an issue.
Right, right.
I can't admit that either, but it's not an issue.
That was truth serum today.
Yeah, exactly.
If you do live near things that maybe do make your home theoretically less valuable than somebody else's home, you should take pictures of it, and you can make attachments when you do it on the internet.
Oh, okay.
So you just add an attachment. If you happen to live near a cement factory, you take a picture of the cement factory.
Oh. Right. Now, you make me feel bad this morning, because when I first did mine like years ago, I had a double yellow stripe going down the middle of my street.
Which is a grounds for less value.
But it's not there anymore because it's just worn away and they've never redone it. So now I'm going to have to be honest now.
You're going to have to get out there with a
paintbrush. You better fill that in.
But that was a biggie to have a double yellow line, because it's a town emergency road. Even though it's just a residence, it's an access to the apartment circle and to the train. So it's considered an emergency road, had a double yellow stripe. So that, lowers the value of the home.
Right, and legitimately so.
Right, right, traffic-wise.
Yeah, so... what they do otherwise is they'll take your home, if it has four bedrooms, two bathrooms, and somebody else sold a house in your neighborhood, maybe in a better part of town, but they're going to just match up those features and say your house is worth the same as that house.
Right, okay.
And what you want to do is make sure they understand your house is not worth what that house is worth, because you're in a different situation.
Right.
You know, you have a emergency road or whatever it is. You know, there's a lot of reasons why your home might be worth less than...
Right, I understand 100%.
You know, in another area. And why not do that? You know, why not file your tax grievance? It's not like you're cheating.
And Charlie Berman was encouraging everyone last week.
I mean, they openly tell you how to do it. It's not like you're doing anything illegal, so why not do it?
Yeah.
And the percentage of people who are doing it is so high that those who aren't are actually picking up a little bit more of the slack when you think about it. It's just, you know,
it's
1 out of 10 is not doing it, if that's the number. I'm just making it up. But it's pretty high that people are. It behooves everybody to do it.
Yeah, because the way the system works is the pot gets whacked up between the assessed values of the homes. And if your assessed value is lower and yours goes up, you're going to pay more.
Right, exactly.
Well, so there you go. Go to Charlie's last one and find out more about it.
Yeah, that's the 24th at Shelter Rock Library. And he's been amazing. The number of – actually, I was just curious before. He did one in Roslyn. I didn't want to ask Victor because I didn't at the time. I wonder if Charlie was there or not, but he did do one at Bryan Library.
Yeah, I think Charlie covered all of his bases. And actually, I mean, I was watching News 12, I guess it was two nights ago, and I saw Supervisor Bosworth on there with a giant snow melting machine.
Yep, I saw
that. So I see that the town has bought these or rented them, however it works, and it melts up to 100 tons, it said. So hopefully now we'll be able to go into our parking lots without having to worry. It was really...
100 tons in an hour.
Yeah, in an hour.
That's what it is, 100 tons in an hour?
Now, what's 100 tons of snow?
I'm assuming it's a lot. I'm going to go with a lot.
That's a professional answer.
It definitely looked like a lot, because on the news I saw, I said, I wish it was in my neighborhood, going on.
How many pounds is that, 200,000 pounds?
Yeah, I don't know. We're going to need to get someone on who could do these calculations. I, however, cannot do that in my head. So.
No. And it is amazing because these huge parking lots where they take these plows and it's 10 foot tall, like even where I work, it's...
It's insane.
We definitely have 25%
really
less spots because you can't. They make the mounds,
and
then
people are just
spots.
Parking crazy. Yeah. I mean, I've been going to some parking lots, and so you can't tell like where the line. I mean, it's
right, the line and everything else.
And I saw they actually had a lot of local businesses on News 12 saying like how thrilled they are because people are actually able to get to their parking lots.
Yeah,
now
it makes sense.
Now, here's a question for you: 100 tons of snow, when it melts, does it weigh the same?
You know what? I asked them that question.
Did you really?
They were talking about a glass of water. Yeah. And I said, there's a glass of water. The glass is 2 ounces.
Right.
Then when you freeze that water, is it the same weight? And I didn't get the answer.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
We still don't know.
All right, I'm going to write down. We need a guest to talk about this.
right. We want a guest on frozen water.
There's 100 tons of
snow. See, we cover all kinds of topics on Project Independence and you.
Without an answer.
that's the
sad I will write that down. I will Google that auto and I will get back to you next week.
That's a 311 call. No. I have a question for you, Christina.
Yes.
Which I think is pretty interesting, this thing coming up. There's a smart snacking thing?
Yes. Actually, we have a partnership with Cornell Cooperative Extension, and they have been providing every month a different topic based on nutrition and health at Magnolia Gardens. So the one that's coming up next Wednesday, February 18th, it's called Smart Snacking. And I love these. They'll actually give you tips, and I like that. Our golden nuggets that John and I love to talk about each week. It's great, and they provide you with all kinds of information and pamphlets and suggestions. So that's February 18th from 10:30 to 11:30 at Magnolia Gardens in Westbury.
Magnolia, that's right across the street, right?
From Yes We Can.
Okay,
right over there.
Okay.
So it's real. I mean, the series is great. They had even one on how to lower your sodium. And I mean, it's really, they cover all different topics, which is great. And then actually later on today, at the Great Neck Social Center, the social worker for Project Independence, Edith, and the nurse, Kelly, for that area, will be doing an informational seminar just to review people on all the services that Project Independence can provide. And I think it makes the senior more comfortable. You go, you actually meet the person who will be providing those services for you. So it's not just some You know, you don't know who this social worker or nurse is. It's more personal. You could ask questions. So that's Friday. That's today, February 13th.
What I understand is that Project Independence, if you have an organization or a church or whatever, and you want somebody to come
that's
there.
That's right. You just call 311 and somebody will definitely be there.
As an outreach.
Yeah, you know, and what I love, I mean, we have so many different people that can go out. You know, we have our director of outreach, Claudia, who will go out. We also have our mobility manager, Shari, who can do, you know, more topic specific on transportation and pedestrian safety. Or if you just want the social work, I mean, you could seriously just call up 311 and ask for, you know, whatever you're looking for, and we'll arrange that.
That's important. I mean, people don't again, we constantly talk about these things, and as little by little, as people become more aware. But it's just that phone call to 311 and ask the question.
Right.
Sometimes it's going to be a no answer.
Exactly.
But that's fine. They're going to say, no, we don't do
that.
But
you're going to get an answer, and that's what's, you know, in a timely fashion.
You know, what's amazing to me is Project Independence is probably like 9 years old, 10 years old, somewhere in that range.
Yeah, we're about to be 10.
And there's still a lot of people that are completely unaware of the fact that it exists.
You know what it is? I laugh because I think it's people know transportation, you know, that a lot of people know about transportation, but they're not necessarily aware that that's the town, Project Independence, providing you that service, you know, which is, oh, it's this great service. You know, they might hear Project Independence and not even realize it's affiliated to the town. So I think that's what is important about this segment and everyone, you know, our ambassadors, Otto, we like to call Otto one of our ambassadors, is just spreading the word on, you know, all the, yes, he is.
That's why Fran was so
that's
attracted
right,
to him.
We don't like to spread it around too much, but.
She likes to work with dignitaries.
But today, if you're available, definitely go to the Great Neck Social Center from 2 to 3 p.m. and, you know, learn a little bit more about Project Independence.
Actually, I have a friend of mine who's going there today because, and I don't know the answer, and I said, Shari, or, you know, Edith would get it for her. Her husband is going in for surgery, and she doesn't drive.
Yeah.
So I said, well, I know the cabs can take you for food, and they can take you for your doctor's appointments. I don't know if they can take you to North Shore for a visit, and that I had no idea. So I said,
but that's what, you know, as long as they literally call up 311, even if we don't directly, I mean, the point of the mobility manager is also to help you connect to different transportation options that you might not be able to do otherwise, you know. So, you know, one of my favorite stories actually is this wife, her husband was in a nursing home and she couldn't get to him. So she literally worked with her to figure out, you know, okay, you take a cab, the cab can take you to Dunkin' Donuts, then from Dunkin' Donuts you could take another cab for a discounted price. So it worked out the whole trip, which I think it's
okay.
Like, you know, it's like
then
a travel
it's going to be
agent.
A good call.
You know, it's really, I mean, so whatever, you know, it is, even if it's not covered directly, you know, in what we provide, we'll, you know, work with you to figure out how
to, what it comes down to is don't try to figure out whether they can do it or not.
Right, just call.
You have nothing to lose.
Yeah, exactly.
To call, and maybe you're going to get some good advice.
Yeah.
And you know what it is, too? It's not a matter even of not paying or paying. It's the person feels there's somebody on the other end of the phone that cares.
Right, and that's, you know, what actually that I was thinking about is during Hurricane Sandy, our department, as long as a lot of other departments, we were at the call center, you know, around the clock answering calls. And, you know, we were the town of North Hempstead was the only municipality that was actually open to talk to, and, you know, actually you get this. So we were getting calls from all different townships calling, you know, oh, just asking questions, and, you know, we were answering, you know, putting them in the right direction.
You can't
provide the service directly. But I always think that's so funny. You know, it's like, you know, oh, we finally could actually talk to someone because everyone was in a panic, and you actually got a live person to, you know, help you, which was.
I have a success story for 311.
Oh, good. We love a good success story.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to listen to your success story, but first we're going to take a break. You're listening to Project Independence and You on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org, and we'll be right back with Otto and Christina.